Hello, everybody. It is 5:30 in the morning where we are in Tehran. You're watching us live. This is Press TV. To begin with, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Tehran had credible information about Saudi Arabia's plots to assassinate senior Iranian officials, including Major General Qasem Soleimani. Zarif was commenting on a New York Times report that Riyadh had contracted private companies to carry out the operations. He cited recent terrorist attacks in Iran as the result of a Saudi threat last year, and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman pledged to take war into the Iranian soil. The top Iranian diplomat added that the entire world has opened its eyes to Riyadh's activities, such as blockading Qatar, bombing Yemen, its detention of the Lebanese premier, and the recent murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And of course, the list of what Saudi Arabia does in order to deal with its political troubles goes on and on and on. To discuss that a little bit further, I'm going to bring in Mr. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert via Skype. Thank you very much, Mr. Barrett, for joining us. How do you comment on this whole thing?
Well, I think the Saudi leadership has gone from bad to worse. The so-called royal family, which is really a bunch of people who descend from desert bandits who used Wahhabism as an excuse for legitimizing attacking their fellow Muslims and robbing them. This family lived by robbing pilgrims going to Mecca. They were then weaponized by the British and used to attack other Muslims and ultimately to take over the holy places. So this family has really never been legitimate custodians of the holy places. But under bin Salman, they've gone completely insane. He threatens Canada with a 9/11 style attack of planes into skyscrapers. He kidnaps the Prime Minister of Lebanon. He declares war on Qatar. He says he's going to take the war to Iran. And then he has Jamal Khashoggi, a Washington Post journalist, chopped into little pieces. And now we have the Mufti from the Grand Mosque in Mecca saying that bin Salman is the great Mujaddid, the great renewer of religion, and that even if he fornicated live on television for an hour, that he would still be this great Mujaddid. These people are insane. It's time for the Muslims of the world to take this into our hands, not the hands of the Zionists or the imperialists, and replace these people and get some responsible custodians of our holy places.
Of course, a lot of people say that Saudi Arabia, like yourself actually, is going into a different direction than its familiar direction in the past. How do you comment on the direction of how Mohammed bin Salman is going in his political life, and where is Saudi Arabia going under him?
Well, bin Salman is young, ambitious, and apparently not very bright, not very sophisticated, and quite full of himself. In this, he resembles Donald Trump and, to some extent, Netanyahu, although Netanyahu is a lot smarter than Trump, probably a lot smarter than bin Salman. But all three of them are basically egomaniacs, perhaps psychopathic narcissists. Trump says that I could kill somebody walking down Fifth Avenue in New York and nothing could be done about it. And bin Salman thinks that he can chop up Washington Post journalists in the consulate in Turkey, and he orders his mufti to say that he could fornicate live on television and nothing could be done about it. And of course, Netanyahu thinks that he could murder 3,000 Americans on 9/11 using his American agents and neocons, and nothing will ever be done about it. These people are so arrogant that they've lost touch with reality. So bin Salman, although he's full of energy, we'll grant him that, it's uncontrolled energy. And he makes stupid decisions by taking bad risks over and over and over. What's behind this beyond this mad egotism, I'm not sure. But there doesn't really seem to be a very coherent strategy. I think that the transition to the leadership of bin Salman indicates that the Saudi royal family has become very, very worried about their future. And so they're taking these reckless gambles. They put this crazy, reckless young gambler in power, and he's rolling the dice, and he's losing every time. Now, of course, the Saudi royal family is well known for loving gambling. They lose more money than anybody else on earth as they travel from casino to casino around the world. But putting a really bad gambler and a crazy one, one who is reputedly addicted to designer drugs, in power in Riyadh was a terrible move. And they may be recognizing this now. There are some indications that the Saudis may be replacing bin Salman in the not-too-distant future, but it may be too late. They may have already undermined their legitimacy to the point that their family's days are numbered.
Very interesting input. That's Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert, via Skype out of Madison. Thank you very much, sir.